Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, the Porkfest Eve edition of Free Talk Live. And we have a special guest host joining us here tonight, Virgil Viduva. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Ian. I appreciate being on.
Yeah,
it's an honor.
Great to have you back. I think, when did we see you last? Liberty Forum?
Liberty Forum, yes.
Liberty Forum. And, yep. And, of course, you've been at Porkfest for how many years?
This is my just our second year.
Okay, yeah. Number two.
We're newbies.
So it was definitely worth coming back to.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, cool. We're going to talk a lot more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the next week. We're going to be broadcasting live from Porkfest, and it's a lot of fun. You can go to Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. And that is where you can learn a lot more about this very exciting libertarian camping festival that will be going on in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire, with over at least, probably I would guess, at least 1,500 people, maybe pushing 2,000 this year. The event just keeps getting bigger and more fun, and you know, more people are coming out. You brought the family up again, I take
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah. Okay. The kids are going to party very hard.
So there's a lot of partying that goes on, as well as family kind of fun style events, and it's really a blast. So go, you owe it to yourself to learn more about it at porkfest.com. You are also one of the people behind Truth Voice. Is that right, Virgil?
Yes, yes. We started this about 4 months ago, and it's going really well.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it seems like it's really blown up. What was the, I guess, the goal? What were you looking to do?
Yes. So the idea was really to bring, we looked at the police accountability news market, right? It's fairly saturated. We have cop block. We have, you know, the police. We have photography is not a crime. There's tons of organizations that cover police accountability type issues. So we just wanted to create a liberty-oriented, you know, media organization that's self-sustaining. And we're hopefully heading in that direction, although, honestly, you know, we end up covering more police brutality than anything else I'd like to cover. But I think we're on the right path right now, so.
Yeah, I've been enjoying what I've been seeing over there at Truth Voice. In fact, Mark, you wanted to share a Truth Voice story here tonight, since we have one of the publishers in studio with us.
Made sense. Like, he's already going to know. He knows the story intimately, right?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, I got here. Five reasons why. Well, what we've police body cams are a terrible idea. We've talked about this here on the show, and we've advocated for police body cams. So this is written by you, Virgil. Police right. accountability advocates often discuss the importance of body cameras being used and worn by police officers. The argument would be that body cam use will lower violence and keep cops accountable. But there is not enough evidence to suggest that body cameras worn by police will do much to help the general public. Here are five reasons why I believe the mass implementation and usage of body cameras for police is a terrible idea.
Terrible. All right.
Number one.
Because I'm kind of on the side of the police body cam, so
yeah,
interested to hear this.
I have been, too. I think that we should take, you know, all of it. As a matter of fact, not just the police wear body cams, but that the video be uploaded to the Internet while they're on duty, so that we can just, you know, all watch what our public servants are doing. And I also think the police should get a demerit every time they use a cuss word while on duty.
What happens with the demerits, then?
I don't care. I don't know. Doctor pay, whatever.
Okay.
$10 off your paycheck.
Spanking.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so tell me reason number, are we going from 5 to 1 or 1 to 5?
1 to 5.
Okay.
It's not a countdown here. Facial recognition and expanded surveillance. There's a
yep,
rich,
that's a good reason to oppose
it's among the best.
Yep.
There's a rich irony present in the statements of police accountability folks advocating for the use of body cameras by police officers. Why? Because they're the same people opposing the expansion of closed-circuit cameras throughout America's cities. I'm unsure how body cams are not, in essence, anything more than mobile spy cams. While permanently mounted surveillance cameras cannot be moved or relocated easily, a body cam worn by a cop at all times is clearly nothing short of a glorified and even better version of a surveillance camera.
It's probably true that, you know, the average person who cares about privacy may not be willing to wear a latex mask everywhere they go. I mean, there are ways to defeat facial recognition, but you have to probably go through some significant level of effort.
You're going to sweat a lot wearing a latex mask.
Right.
In order to do that. Yeah. So there's some concern there, for sure.
And while the body cam technology is still largely in its infancy, it's expanding very fast, with high-ended cameras having many advanced capabilities, such as GPS tagging of footage, fast dock recharging, and automatic download and storage footage on central police-owned servers. These capabilities can be easily expanded to be integrated into the NSA's PRISM program or another FBI program, where all footage collected by any cop in America throughout his or her shift could be automatically scanned and tagged by facial recognition software.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I see no reason in the world why the Supreme Court would say that somehow police aren't allowed to use the footage that they get from their cams to sort of just track people generally.
Right, right. And remember, most of the footage shot by cops when on duty, if they wear body cams, right, mm-hmm. most of that footage will be in public. So automatically, the whole privacy issue flows out the window.
That's right.
Right? You're in public, you have no expectation of privacy. Then once the footage is uploaded somewhere, it can be automatically processed by very specialized software, very fast. And then issue alerts, right? You know, a cop walked past you on the sidewalk. You know, Ian has a warrant for his arrest.
Yeah.
Ran into this guy. This is the GPS location. Let's go back, and track this guy down.
I don't think we're there on facial recognition software yet, but I suspect that we will get there. This is something, when we first talked about facial recognition software, maybe 10 years on the show, we just kind of laughed. Mm. But technology gets better over time, and Facebook can already tell who your friends are sometimes. And I wouldn't doubt that we're going to get to that point. Currently, people are upset because police cameras in cop cars are registering every license plate that goes through.
Not in New Hampshire.
In 49 states, but not New Hampshire, and basically just tracking people's whereabouts.
Oh, yeah.
If they get enough.
And they've got them on the side of the road, too. It's not just the cop cars that have them. You know, they've got stationary ones on the sides of the road, so they can absolutely know where you are, even if a cop's not around.
Well, right. Most of the airport's parking lot, if you guys travel a lot or fly a lot, I do that for a living. Most airport's parking lots, when you drive in, they have CCTV cameras that will scan. That will scan your license plates.
Yep.
And you know that is tracked somehow.
Sure. They're checking a database somewhere.
Right. They know who's driving in, who's driving out. They track your time, you know, time of parking and so on.
We live in a world today when the government knows what time you go to work, what route you take, where you tend to stop off on your way, you know, what time you arrive at work. I don't know what things are going to look like in the future, but this isn't the sort of information that a free society really expects its government to have, but it does, and it has it today.
So I realize this is going to sound ridiculous to some people out there, but if in a place like New Hampshire, where there's a surprising level of privacy advocates that are actually state representatives here, like to the extreme kind of privacy advocates, it wouldn't surprise me if these things were authorized in New Hampshire, but that they could put some sort of provision in that would prevent any kind of hooking up to a central database. Now, obviously, you'd have to trust them, and you shouldn't trust them. But nonetheless, I could actually see that being illegal for the police to do in a place like New Hampshire, where this is the one state where they have rejected those license plate scanners that you were talking about, Mark. So New Hampshire doesn't have
real
that.
ID.
Well, yeah, real ID was a while ago, but the
license
plate. I
just want to make sure that there's an attitude here in New Hampshire of that, right?
So the license plate scanners was new, though. That was within the last year, I think, that was rejected pretty soundly by the New Hampshire State House. So I think there's a real kind of crew of state reps here that are really actually care about protecting privacy. And so I don't know if that one really applies here.
Well, another thing that people need to understand is 49 other states have a lawyer industrial complex in the capital. Basically, the unsuccessful attorneys in your state go on to be politicians because they can't make it chasing ambulances or whatever it is that they do. And those guys go up there and they make laws. Those laws, of course, benefit lawyers because that's the only language they speak. Whereas in New Hampshire, where we have 400 representatives for 1.4 million people, and the representative get paid $100 a year. The lawyers aren't chasing that. So they, what we have instead are citizen activists that tend to be the legislators.
So what happens when the cops get body cams, they sign up for these programs, but then we find out that the programs, let's say, you know, automatic video uploading management and all that, it's private. It's outsourced to a private company like Taser International, right?
Sure.
And then, that's outside of the legal scope. What happens then?
Well, obviously the
banking, most the banking.
The government can come there and take it when they want to, right? Yeah, that's a good point. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue. There's four more reasons to oppose these, and that's the only five you can think of. But there may be more than that. So
probably.
If you've got one, you want to share with us here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us, and also via Skype at Skype user. Name LRN.FM. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. More coming up on the live Saturday edition.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh.
are back with more Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. Share your thoughts on police body cameras. They are a subject of some controversy, even within the Liberty community. We've got Virgil Baduva with us from TruthVoice.com, and there's an article, Mark, that you're sharing that you wrote, Virgil.
I did.
5 reasons to oppose police body cameras. And up until this point, I've been somebody who supports reluctantly because of some of these reasons, I suspect, although I haven't read them, so I'm hearing them for the first time here. But if you want to share your thoughts, maybe you've got some additional reasons or something else you want to share, you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, there's a fundraiser going on for Peacekeeper.
Yeah, this week Peacekeeper's launching its Indiegogo campaign for Peacekeeper 2.0. Last year they released Peacekeeper 1.0, and this was really the world's first alternative to dialing 911. What Peacekeeper is it's an app that allows you, if you have an emergency, to connect with people who in your neighborhood you care about, if you have an emergency, to send out like sort of a message about what type of emergency is, and people's phones all around you in your neighborhood will, that you've sort of connected with, will know. And this is really great because, honestly, it's those first few seconds. As a fireman, I can tell you it's those first few minutes that really make a big difference. And Peacekeeper can really help in those circumstances, especially if you're, like, right in the middle of it. Oftentimes you're trying to sort of put the fire out and, call the fire department and do those kind of things, and it's going to take them a few minutes to get there. Same with police. So check them out. Just go to pk.freetalklive.com. What that is that takes you to the Indiegogo campaign, and you can see, what it is that they're offering there. They're trying to upgrade their app, which, they've learned a lot from the first one, Peacekeeper 1.0. It's pk.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue on the list of 5 reasons to oppose police body cameras, and we were on the first of those reasons, which was essentially that these things can be, and probably will be, in a lot of places, turned into spying applications. They already, of course, have cameras on you everywhere, especially in larger cities. London, of course, is notorious for, what, 4 million?
Millions.
4 million CCTV, closed-circuit television
cameras. The technology already exists.
Absolutely. And we've seen stories about places like New York City and Chicago either implementing or considering implementing similar systems. I don't know how far along those are. There's been talk about having the government tap into private security camera systems. Again, where all that stands, I can't say I know. So if you're in any of those big cities and you want to enlighten us, feel free. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. But the traffic cameras certainly have been around for a long time. And I remember going down to Florida, which is where I'm from, after several years of having lived up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I was shocked at how many of these red light cameras had appeared all over the place, as well as other nondescript traffic-related, supposedly, cameras, spy cams that were everywhere. And when I left, they didn't have any red light cameras, so that was totally new. And kind of a surprise when you're driving through an intersection and this flash goes off.
And technically, there's nothing wrong with using cameras to manage traffic, right? If there's a crash somewhere and if you have video, eyes on it, it's great. But you know very well they're not just using them for that reason.
Because they're the government, right? And they...
Governments love to manage information about their citizen, what they consider to be their citizen.
You're treated like a suspect, not their boss.
Right. Yeah, the approach of governments, especially since 9/11 and the NSA, and if you guys watch Citizen 4, for example. Have you seen the film?
Oh, no, I heard good things about it.
Fantastic, right. The approach has basically been we collect everything, so we get into the big data business, mm-hmm. and the more data points you have, the more ability, the better ability you have to correlate all these data points and come to potential conclusions and even predict someone's actions, for example. So the goal is to basically, implement something like pre-crime or, prevent terrorist activities. At least in theory, that's always been the case. I don't think there's any evidence that they've succeeded, but they collect.
Well, they only
everything.
Succeed generally in busting the terrorism that they set up. That story
Pretty
after
much.
Story, at least one a year, it seems like there's some patsy who gets set up by the FBI, who essentially gets talked into committing some sort of act that would be a terrorist act.
Well, the FBI claims that they're going to supply them with explosives or
right.
whatever it is.
The hotel room, the van, the explosives.
Everything. So the only terrorist, I'd love somebody to call in and correct me at 855-450-FREE, but I can't think of any terrorist act that occurred on U.S. soil that was prevented by law enforcement, really, other than these things that they sort of manufacture themselves.
Right.
So if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. Are we through number one on the list?
Yes, we are.
Let's hit number two.
Absolutely.
This is the five reasons to oppose police body cameras by Virgil, who's in the studio.
Pairing the capabilities outlined above with the ability to tag video with GPS coordinates, police will easily be able to locate and track in real time to actual location of individuals of interest,
right.
especially during street protests or activities involving opposition to government activities. But one of the things that, we see that protest has changed things in the United States and around the world, but governments traditionally don't like it very much. Even this one that supposedly has it in its constitution that you're supposed to be able to protest, they make free speech zones and they, you got to stand there. The police are constantly moving you to some different location. A protest in the middle of the woods is of no effect. You have to have your protest.
Most protests are of no effect, but, yeah, it's important to be seen if you're going to do a protest, for sure.
Imagine a large anti-tax or anti-police protest taking place in a large metropolitan area where thousands of cops are live streaming video of participants' faces as they move through the city.
Mm-hmm.
Some protesters may not even live there, yet their privacy is being violated by the government agents simply through the use of advanced surveillance technology and video processing. Worse yet, as a result of participating in such protests and being easily identified, the participants could possibly be harassed in the future by police or other government agents. This is just sort of creating that FBI file you've all heard about. Is, well, are you just a placid, doe-eyed, bovine citizen going about your day, or do you actually care about what your government does? If you do, you're liable to have participated in some point or another in some kind of protest action, even if it's not on the street, or stand up to some kind of government agent.
And let's not forget that they actually, officially, they've labeled street protesters, the Department of Defense, they've labeled them low-level terrorists. So they do see us, people like us, who go in the streets and promote protests or participate in activism as terrorists.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. There's been a long history of associating people who believe in freedom or who like the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not one of those Constitution guys, but I used to be. Those folks who are more likely to, say, stand up for their rights as domestic terror threats.
I like the Constitution. I just wish the government, people in the government read it and cared about it at all. And since I realized that they haven't and didn't, and that they really haven't and didn't for 200 years, that's kind of where I just sort of parted ways with
it. So I wasn't too clear on how number two is really different from number one. Is it that it's GPS-related in number two?
Well, yes, and really there's one paragraph left from Mark to read here, but really it ties into what the FBI has been doing for several years, and this is actually in place. It's FBI's NGI database, which is the Next Generation Biometrics or Identification Program. You can talk about that when we come back if you want.
All right.
Apparently the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, has sued the FBI for the use of tracking and facial recognition records and databases implemented throughout any without any congressional oversight.
All right, we'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts on police cameras. Good idea. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We're here on the live Saturday edition, and our toll-free number for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE, and ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin is fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. There are licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. Once again, that's ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code is FTL, and that'll get you up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no transfer fee. So a great way to get your first Bitcoin, especially now that it's up a little bit over the last several days. It had been down around 230 and jumped up to around 250, and now it's kind of at the 245, 240 range. So
bad timing. I wanted to buy some at Porkfest. So.
Well, maybe it'll go up. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen, right? I mean, it could go up again. Whatever. If you buy some over time, that sort of spreads out your risk as well. So ExpressCoin makes it easy. ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget coupon code FTL. We're going through the five reasons to oppose police body cameras by Virgil Viduva, who is in our studio tonight as he prepares to head all the way up to northern New Hampshire tomorrow for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's right.
Where we're going to be broadcasting live every single night. We've gone through two of the reasons, and so what I've what I've summarized here is they could turn into spy cams, or will likely be used as spy cams, sort of fed into some sort of central server that's going to analyze the video for your face and see
facial
if you're
recognition
in some kind of,
software.
Yeah, see if you're in some kind of database of someone who hasn't paid their whatever tickets.
Well,
or
it's not just
there's a
that,
warrant out,
but they're going to get a facial recognition of everybody and just essentially decide where the citizens, where you are, where everybody is at different times of the day, because people are pattern oriented.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I mean, do you want the government to know where you are pretty much all of the time?
Well, the thing is, I mean, okay, so this isn't going to do that much that's different, right? I mean, we've already pointed out that the government guys, they've got cameras alongside the roadways. They've got cameras at the at intersections. There are cameras in some cities that are stationary just wherever. And so that's already happening.
Just plus, more cams for them.
Plus, you're also, most people are carrying a cell phone at any given time.
Yeah, but you can get rid of your cell phone.
You can't
get rid of your face.
You
right?
can do that. If you're in a situation where you need to get rid of your cell phone, then it's time to go get a latex mask, okay?
Right.
Because even without police body cameras, there are going to be, in urban areas, there are going to be cameras around. And so if this, you know, if you're in a field in which anonymity is really important, then you don't need to be deciding whether or not to get the latex mask based on whether or not body cameras are installed on police. Like, you should already have the latex mask, right?
That much is true.
You should be planning for this kind of thing. You know, your cell phone, of course, most people don't think about these things, but I remember there was some link that I found where Google will actually show you where you've been. Like, Google has you mapped already.
You have
can
to
even
opt out
see
of it.
It. Yes. I don't know if they'll opt. I don't think they're going to let you opt out of that. I mean, that's just part and parcel of having...
Opt out of knowing that they know.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All you opt out of.
Right. That's just part and parcel of having a radio transmitter in your pocket that is uniquely identifiable to you, basically. And so I pulled up the map, and, oh, yeah, that's where I walked the dog the other day. And you can actually look day by day or over a period of days, and you want to see patterns. That will show you your own patterns. It's very, very interesting. I mean, it's interesting to look at, but the police would find it interesting as well, right?
And as we all know from Edward Snowden, the NSA already has back channels straight into Google, so you know they can access that.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's all I'm saying here is I really don't think adding them to the police is going to do a whole lot
more. It will
more.
Increase their ability. Why would you want to support that? Come on.
So, all right, well, we're only halfway through, or just not even quite halfway through the list, but I'll briefly answer that question. I support the police body cameras because I support having more cameras on police, even if it's their own. And I think that there are going to be some situations where if the police camera is there, that could make the difference between whether or not that cop can get away with telling a lie about something that happened. Obviously, we know they can turn the cameras off in some instances. I don't know if there are some cameras that don't allow that, so I'm not sure, you know, what all the different models are that they're using. So obviously they can still, and they've done the same thing with the police cruiser cams, right? Lots of departments have had these dash cams on their cruisers for a long time, and of course we've seen them turn those off at suspicious times as well, or, oh, where'd that footage go? I don't know, it must be a corrupt SD card, and so certainly that stuff happens, but it doesn't happen every single time. Anyway, let's continue on here with number three, Mark.
Footage integrity.
Or did we finish that last paragraph?
We did.
Okay, good.
Pretty much. Another issue of concern with the current generation of body cameras is the difficulty of maintaining the integrity of the footage recorded. Whether the footage is streamed or stored on the device, to my knowledge, none of the current devices in the market have the ability to prevent a police officer from turning the device off or erasing and modifying the footage.
Right.
These features have not been introduced due to cost, but also due to the backlash from police unions, who have largely been speaking against the use of body cams as a method to promote accountability.
So the police unions are against it.
Yeah, isn't that one reason?
That should be a reason to be for it.
That seems like an indictment against this article.
Wait until we get to point five. They all tie in together. Okay, come on.
A well-designed body camera would integrate features that will maintain the integrity and availability of the video, but not allowing a cop to turn the camera off. And by containing the software that automatically provides a cryptographic hash for all the footage recorded, you're the security expert, Virgil, and I'm not entirely sure what that stuff means, but it says, but basically you're saying it should have better security than it does.
Yeah, well, if you, a cryptographic hash is basically a mathematical algorithm that will calculate a hash for a file, which in most cases, video is recorded to a digital file. It maintains the integrity, and it gives you a signature of that file, and you know the file has been modified if these hashes don't match.
They don't match, right.
Yeah, so it's fairly straightforward. It's an easy and cheap way to maintain accountability, right? So,
because otherwise, in theory, some very technically adept cop could
absolutely.
Go into, and most of them aren't this, but somebody... There are some cops who are, could go into an MP4 file or whatever the video format is and tool around with it.
Absolutely.
Maybe make some changes.
Yep.
Erase some evidence.
Yep, indeed. It certainly could happen. Detailed access logs to the device should be a requirement, and also alerts should be issued when a user attempts to disable the device, open or modify the software on the device. These features currently do not exist, and it is unlikely that they'll ever be implemented. Ideally, if body cameras are truly about keeping our public servants accountable, all video from police officers should be available publicly in real time to anyone wishing to watch what the cop is doing during his employment.
Hold that thought, Mark. We're going to get back to the list here. First, Lewis is in New Hampshire, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Hello, Lewis.
Hi. You know, I've been listening to all of this talk coming up recently about all of this, the computer, you know, monitoring of people and everything. Did you ever read This Perfect Day by Ira Levin? It was a bestseller back in about 1970.
I don't think any of us, people are shaking their head in the studio.
No.
I don't think so.
It is absolutely frightening how it called on all of this stuff.
It was ahead of its time, is what you're saying?
Way ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. In fact, they had the self-driving Google cars in it. And
really?
The government was using the cars to limit the public's freedom of movement.
The cars
drove themselves. The government could just say, "Oh,
shut
there's something going on here," and they would contact your car and tell it wasn't able to go. And the cars had no steering wheels.
Lewis, thanks for sharing that tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's happening now. The whole you can control your car remotely thing, well, now so can the government, right? Like with systems, I don't know if it's OnStar that's offering this, but I suspect they will or do. And there are these systems that actually allow remotely a car to be shut down by some sort of command sent via computer or cell phone or whatever. It's in theory to stop a thief from stealing your car, and it certainly will be used in that
way. If a bank robber robs a car in a Chevy, right, like, you know, they OnStar can just turn the car off, and then the cops are going to have a much easier time. Nobody's put in danger by a high-speed chase.
We will come back with more, and you can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. And, of course, now you've got the Google cars, these self-driving cars coming up. So, again, there's no steering wheel in those. 855-453. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We're talking about police cameras, these body cameras that some are touting as the solution to our problems with out-of-control police. I don't believe that one for a moment, but I think that it can help a little bit. Although Virgil Vadouf is with us from TruthVoice.com, and he's got five reasons why he says you should be against police body cameras. Although I would say one of the reasons to be for them is that the police unions are against them. So, you know, what do you got to hide there, guys? You know, who are you really representing there, police unions? Clearly, it's the interests of the majority of the police, which I don't trust.
The police unions are against good body cams. They are all about embracing the bad body cams. Yeah, absolutely. They want to spend a lot of money on them.
Well, we'll get back into that here in a moment. I want to also invite you to join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, spreading the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we possibly can. By the way, Africa will be back on board on July 1st. Most of Africa, a good chunk, huge swath of it, via satellite. So we're spreading these ideas as far and as wide as possible, and you can help us for that with that for about $5 per month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum, and Facebook group. Go and get signed up for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our site at amp.freetalklive.com. So So far, to summarize, Virgil, you've said these police cameras likely will be used as spy cameras, sort of nodes on a system that could be collecting video and scanning it for faces, facial recognition, that sort of thing. Of course, tie into GPS location, also the fact that these systems that exist thus far, designed for police, are insecure, meaning that, you know, any cop can pop the SD card out and throw it into an editor and start cranking away at the video.
Or power them off. It's already been shown at least two or three cases just in the last 6 months where cops have shot someone, killed someone, and then the cameras were malfunctioning or were powered off by the cops.
Super suspicious and no doubt about it. So, I mean, I'm with you on these reasons. They really make good sense. Mark, you've got the list in front of you there. Let's go to reason number... Are we done with three?
Yeah, we're done with number three.
Let's go to number four.
Truthvoice.com. Exoneration of police actions. Another problem with video footage is that we have observed many times throughout the years that video footage, no matter how damning it is, will often exonerate cops involved in wrongdoing. I've seen footage of cops involved in theft, lying, beatings, rape, and even outright murder. And many times these cases, the video was largely ignored by prosecutors who are often former police officers themselves.
I can see that.
Or by jurors who believe that police can do no wrong. With the nationwide cost of body cameras running into the hundreds of millions of dollars, the question on everyone's lips should be, why should we even bother with them if the footage is largely ignored? So I don't know if the footage is largely ignored. What I think is that there's a bias towards towards police and the expectation. I've had it for many, many years here on Free Talk Live. I've gotten tired of defending police actions. So I try to let the situation speak for itself. But I think that to some extent the value, Virgil, is that video can over time, just the sheer quantity of video of police, overstepping can beat up on people's biases. And
we have the amount today. There's gocopblock.org.
Oh, yeah, there's more than you can possibly consume at this point.
Yeah, so just last year there was a teenager, I think he was a teenager in Utah, with his headphones in. He was listening to music, walking away from a cop. The cop yelled out at him. He didn't hear him. The cop shot him in the back. This was on the cop's body cam. Nothing wrong. He was completely exonerated.
It's crazy.
The second case that comes to mind is
also happened in Seattle with a man who was deaf.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
But in that case, and I didn't watch just because I saw the freeze frame from the video of the kid's body, and I was like,
it's traumatic.
I don't want to see. I've seen so many of these horrible police videos. It's hard to continue consuming that content. Every now and then I will watch one, but there were people who were really moved by that, right? Like, there were people who saw that footage and were outraged at the behavior of the police. So we know that these departments are not going to change quickly because of the evidence. Obviously, there's a bevy of evidence out there of police corruption and police abuse, and the departments are really doing, a lot of them, doing nothing at all about it. And that's what we should expect to see. But it's changing people's minds. It's changing people's hearts. And eventually something has to change because of that. And so that video did help that.
I hope you're right. I hope that's a positive. The second case that comes to mind is John Crawford, the black man carrying a BB gun in Walmart, where he was basically gunned down like an animal. The video, the surveillance video from Walmart cameras clearly showed the cops just outright murdering him. And the video did nothing, you know, to help. The prosecutor said, the cops did nothing wrong. John Crawford did nothing wrong, but they refused to bring any charges. So, again, that's another
example. There's a guy looking at an airsoft gun in Walmart and gets killed.
Carrying it around, and the cops show up and execute him right on the spot with an AR-15. So another example of video not solving any problem at all. And, in fact, all the police...
But it's better to have that video than to not have that video.
True. That much is true.
You wouldn't have gotten excited about... that's the video that got you into it, activism, right?
To a large extent, yes. Within the last year or so, yeah.
Well, then that's huge, then, right? Because you've been a great activist thus far. I mean, you've put your own personal freedom on the line, having been arrested a couple of times, which we've talked about. Maybe we should catch up on those statuses of those here later on, and then also launching Truth Voice, and you've got the Greene County Herald, is that right?
That's right.
Well, so more of a locally focused publication, and so one of these videos, you never know who's going to see it, you never know who's going to be sort of
very
awakened by it. So more video, I say, is a good thing, even though there are some risks involved in this particular video.
That's a third-party video, though. Keep in mind, that did not come from a police camera. In this case, Walmart provided the video, so...
Number five, they empower crony corporate camera manufacturers at the expense of taxpayers.
That much is true.
One of the largest corporations catering to police departments throughout the world is Taser International. The company is mostly known for manufacturing of their electrocution stun gun devices, also known as Tasers, which have caused hundreds of deaths in the United States and probably around the world, too. The company now has seen the dollar signs in the body cam market and is pulling all the strings it can to further extort money from the U.S. taxpayer. With revenues of almost $200 million per year, the company is growing very fast due to the crony inside, in some cases, criminal arrangements with local police departments, police unions, and police chiefs. Taser International has quickly become the world's largest manufacturer and supplier of body cams for police departments, but they have not become leaders in the market through fair competition. Instead, their company has carefully cultivated financial relationships and ties with police chiefs throughout the country. An expose published by CBS News in March 2015 covered questionable practices involving Taser International, including hiring retired police chiefs as consultants and sending them on luxury trips overseas to promote and sell company products. The police chief in Fort Worth, Texas, successfully pushed for the signing of a major contract with Taser before a company quarterly sales deadline. He wrote a Taser representative in an email, "Someone should give me a raise." This is what a police chief said. The police chief in Albuquerque also pushed for a no-bid contract with Taser International, which caused backlash in the community and prompted investigation by the inspector general. The Albuquerque Taser contract was worth $1.9 million. No bid. Police chiefs from
substantial.
Lake City, Fort Worth, New Orleans, and other cities have been involved in highly questionable, unlikely, and likely unethical or illegal contract negotiations and signing with Taser International. New Orleans agreed to $1.4 million contract with Taser for 420 cameras and 420 cameras. And storage. Sorry, I'm used to reading it the other way around. A year after the contract was signed, the New Orleans police superintendent, Ronell Serpis, went to work for Taser as a consultant.
Yeah, sure.
So they closed the contract, you know, and as a payback, basically, he went as a consultant to work for them.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's a lot of big money out there. There's no doubt. And plus, if you think about the upkeep costs too, so there's going to be there's the initial spend on the cameras. You got 420 cameras. Well, these batteries can only cycle so many times.
Absolutely.
So eventually, they're going to need a new battery. And
damage.
They're constantly actually running through more than one battery in a day. I would imagine, because they could probably only go 3 hours or 4 hours or something.
Yeah.
I'm guessing on that one.
But how can 400 cameras cost $2 million? I mean, how many GoPros can you buy for $2 million?
That's a darn good question.
Right? That's a really good question.
They're going to argue that, you know, their technology is specially designed for the industry of policing, and so therefore, you know, you need to have this.
Sure. That's what they argue with fire department equipment, and it's incredibly expensive.
Sure.
And it's just stunning how much is spent on, you know, fire department stuff. And there is competition in that arena. There's all kinds of companies that produce fire department equipment, but it's all expensive. Really, really expensive.
It'd be interesting
and
to see.
It breaks down on a relatively regular basis.
It'd be interesting to see what private companies are going with, like smaller organizations like the Threat Defense or Threat Management Center in Detroit. You know, what sort of technology are they adopting in this category? Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think there's a little more to say about this, even though we've gone through the five reasons to oppose police cameras. Let's talk about some of the reasons to support them, and I don't know if there are five of them. I really don't. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.